It's the download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. All right, here's today's top story. Chicago had its 500th homicide this weekend. Remember when 500 was the anomaly? That's not shootings, that's deaths. We're actually about 2 weeks behind this year, which was a record year last year, remind you. But we hit 500 in late August, and now we're hitting it in mid-September. But seriously, there was so much talk last year from pundits that 2016 was the exception to the norm. Well, it looks like the norm is the exception. Not a good start to the fall here in Chicago. Am I the only person also that found it somewhat disrespectful that the police released surveillance footage of Kanika Jenkins wandering around the Rosemont Hotel before she apparently locked herself in a freezer and was later found dead? I didn't need to see that to understand the story. And just seeing it reminded me how awful it was that a teenager lost her life minutes after that footage that we were watching happened. And to just, I mean, to slap it across the 10 o'clock news willy-nilly, to show it on a loop over and over and over, I thought October was sweeps. Kind of gross, right? I thought it was gross. I don't know. You tell me. Seriously, another hurricane? Hurricane Maria is on the path to hit the Caribbean and parts of the U.S. Hey, I have an idea. Maybe hurricanes are like the media. If we stop tracking it and watching coverage of it all day, maybe it'll get the hint, realize it's not wanted, and turn back east towards Europe. What do you think? But seriously, let's hope and pray that the hurricane does turn back. Hard to fathom that some of the hardest hit countries in the Caribbean would be hit again. Wow, that's a depressing start to the carryout. Three in a row. All right. Toys R Us is allegedly getting ready to file for bankruptcy, which used to mean that they were going out of business, but now it just means that their credit goes in the toilet and they don't have to pay back their debts, right? Maybe it's time to change the slogan. I won't grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. You know that one? Now it should be, a court forced me to be a Toys R Us adult. And I can't get a credit card or a new car. Something like that. A new scientific study says that the secret to why your diet won't work is in your feces. Yep, I guess if you're curious enough, you can just go ahead and get a couple rubber gloves and check out what's going on down there. Or, I don't know, do an extra 20 minutes on the old treadmill. So more time on the treadmill versus playing with your own poop. It's up to you. I'll give you that choice. The Emmys were last night, and according to Fox News, nobody watched because of the Trump bashing. Yeah, ratings were down, but I'd also say that many didn't watch because they're probably binging their favorite shows. Couldn't really do that back in the 80s, right? If you wanted to watch Family Ties, you had to watch the Emmys to get a glimpse of Justine Bateman, right? But funny, Sean Spicer came out and made fun of himself, and all the right people won. So there you go. If you DVR'd it, erase it for space. I just saved you. And weather going to get up to the mid-80s this week. So if you put away the old slip and slide for the year, maybe time to get it back out. Just saying. Maybe paint it orange for the autumn. In sports, man, the Bears got blown out yesterday in Tampa Bay. The same Tampa team that only practiced three times in the last 2 weeks due to Hurricane Irma. But they looked in mid-season form thanks to the sloppy and downright ugly play of your 0-2 Bears. Oof. Glennon was terrible. The running game was terrible. The defense was terrible. Even the special teams were terrible, even though the announcers went out of their way to praise our punter. Oh, joy. Thanks for that. Teams get blown out all the time. There were plenty this week, too. But this was the same Bears team with the same DNA that we have seen get blown out year after year after year. The Bears haven't been able to fix the fight. That's what's missing. They don't seem to play with a chip on their shoulder. The defense didn't play well. You can blame it all on turnovers, but the Bears had three third down penalties that gave the Buccaneers first downs. Who does that? Imagine if the shoe was on the other foot. I mean, we'd be like, what? Thank you. Three third down defensive penalties that gave the Bucs first downs. And drops? I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. So I don't know. It seems like we didn't even tackle a Bucs receiver this year. Suddenly, they all get the wander. They got the gallop. They catch the ball and gallop out of bounds. Our guys would go across the middle, and Mike Glennon's like, here! I don't want to get blamed for this! As they got their head knocked off by TJ Ward and somehow Chris Conte. Chris Conte gets a couple of tattoos, and now he's all hard. Great. We'll talk with Hogue coming up here in our Monday evening quarterback segment, which starts at 8 o'clock. Stat of the day? The Bears under John Fox are 9-25. For him to make it back to 500, we'd have to go 16-0 just to get his record back to 500 as a Bears coach. There you go. I don't know why I started with the Bears. We should have started with the Cubs. Once again, they surprised us all by sweeping the Cardinals out of Wrigley to essentially end the Redbirds' season. They're now got a 6-game lead on the Cardinals and a 4-game lead on the Brewers. The Cubs have a big road trip coming up. They'll have them play 4 in Milwaukee, 4 in St. Louis. But with the magic number of 10, that trip not starting until Thursday, there's a good chance the Cubs will increase their lead by then. They got a 2-game set coming up with Tampa here. The Cubs are looking more full strength than ever with Schwarber, Addison Russell, and Wilson Contreras back. Albert Almora is getting hot. Could the Cubs have been playing possum? Is that possible? Are they already at the level of the 90s Bulls where everyone just kind of got a little hurt towards the end, but then they all miraculously got better in April? Remember that? That's all they would do. It just became obvious they didn't really want to play the regular season. Are the young Cubs at that point where they're like, eh? Addison Russell's like, I don't really want to play. I'll just come back right before the playoffs. Is that good? Is that good? Good. We'll see you there. We like it. The White Sox got smacked around by the Tigers this weekend, but who cares? Speaking of the final 2 weeks, baseball, I'm happy to report that I've once again made my way to the Fantasy Baseball Championship 2-week final coming up. My secret, skip all Brewers. Don't play any Brewers. That goes for all fantasy sports. Skip the Wisconsin teams. You'll feel better about yourself. You may not win, but you'll feel better about yourself. I feel like this could be the one. I feel like it. And if I win this one, it'll be 2 in a row. And again, very depressing to know that in my entire life, fantasy baseball is what I'm best at. And finally tonight, Netflix played spoiler to the Chicago restaurant that was doing the Stranger Things pop-up in Logan Square. Nope, they can't do it. It's trademarked, which is surprising that the pop-up hadn't thought about that, right? But they were long enough. They were around long enough for the diehards to eat surrounded by a TV show, so, which is kind of different than, hey, it's the diner from Saved by the Bell. That's a diner. Never once did I say, you know, that upside-down world? I'd love to have a patty melt in it. That's the carryout for September 18, 2017. Hey, in honor of the hot weather coming our way, we're plugging the soft serve machine back in. We haven't had a chance to clean it out, but you know what? We'll let it run a little. It'll be fine. All right, coming up, Touche. Dave Lundy and Chris Veronis will be here to argue about national politics. And at 8 o'clock, Adam Hoge, the Monday evening quarterback. What do you think of the Bears? 312-981-7200. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us.